Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for blessing us to be here one more time. I give honor to the Lord and welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen radio show. At this time, I'd like to ask you to turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord and let us open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us one more time, Lord God, to come before you. And we ask you to be merciful and forgive us, Lord. We ask right now, God, that you will search our hearts. And whatever you're not pleased with, Lord, please take it away from us right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we want to be pleasing in your sight. We want to be used by you, Lord. And we're asking that you will make us all over. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Work on us, Lord, and make us what you have us to be. We're asking you, Lord, for a special blessing that you will reach out to everyone that's listening right now. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you will move and that you will send your anointing, Lord. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for healing and for deliverance. We pray, God, that you will manifest your powers in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. We're depending on you, and we're looking unto you, Lord. And we invite you right now to visit us, O Lord Jesus, wherever we are in our pray, Lord, that your holy visitation will be made upon each one of us, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless abundantly and have your eternal way. We pray right now, Lord, that you will send forth your word and that your word will have free course. Oh, God, let your word go out and let it reach somebody's heart. Lord, let someone be touched today. Lord, let someone turn from their ways, oh, God, and submit unto you, Lord Jesus, and give their lives over to you. Lord, let the weak be made strong. Let the sick be healed. Let the blinded eyes be opened, Lord. Let the deaf ears be unstopped. Not our will, Lord Jesus, but let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word.
Yes, Lord.
We count it as done. And we praise your holy name, Lord. We magnify you and we lift you up. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just listening to us, oh Lord, and for coming to our aid. We thank you for comforting us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all things. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for mercy. I thank God for prayer. Praise the Lord. I just thank God because today is the day of the Lord, and I'm rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Praise the Lord. I just feel like giving God praise. I feel like lifting up the name of Jesus because he is worthy of all praises.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised at all times, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he is to be praised. Amen.
Yes, he
praise
is.
God. I'm excited about the work of the Lord. Amen. I count it a blessing indeed to do something for God. And I just thank God for this great radio broadcast, how the Lord has opened up the doors and made so many ways for his people. And I'm reminded, praise be to God, of how good God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Evangelist Khadijah Hameen, who is joining me today. And also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond is also on the line. We'll be hearing from her later on. Praise the Lord. She'll be bringing the word of God on this afternoon. So at this time, if I didn't say it before, and for the benefit of those who are listening for the very first time, You're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I am the watcher of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija if she would read the opening scripture, give a song, a testimony in the order that the Lord leads.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for being here one more time. Give honor to God, to Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Nabel, everybody on the line. Thank God for another chance to do something for the Lord. I'm going to read from the 89th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and that's Psalm, the 89th chapter, in the first verse, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them." Thank God for doing of his word. The 89th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 11th verses. I'm going to attempt to sing this song. I sing it this morning. I want to sing it again.
Amen.
Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You've got this figured out. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can win, you wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You've got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. And now we're here, looking back on where we've come from. Because of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you show. Your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When the back were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Standing here only because you made. You move a mountain. You call the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made. You move a mountain. You call the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made. And we're standing here only because you made a way. We're standing here only because you made a way.
Thank you.
Oh, you made a way.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful scripture that was read, the testimony, and also the beautiful song coming through Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord. And I can say with truth that none can compare to the Lord. Amen. He is greatly to be feared. As the song says, he moves mountains. He caused walls to fall with his power, perform miracles. Hallelujah. None can be compared to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. I just thank God because the Lord has done great and mighty things, and he's doing those things right now. Hallelujah. And he is yet going to do great and mighty things. And I can say of a truth that the Lord has blessed us abundance of the word of God. And I'm truly reminded of how the Lord spoke in the book of Amos concerning a famine of the word of God. Amen. I believe the 8th chapter, verses 11 and 12, and how the Lord sent his word that there was going to be a famine. Oh, not for bread nor for water, but for hearing the words of the Lord. And right now, while we have the chance and have the opportunity, we can hear so much of the word of God, but that time will come when there will be a famine, as the Lord has sent his word through the prophet to let us know that his word is going to be needed all around. So while the Lord is putting out his word right now in so much abundance and so prevalent right now, you ought to take heed to it and hold on to it. Praise God. We just thank God for how he has blessed us. Amen. And I feel good down in my sanctified soul.
Yes,
praise Lord. I feel like praising God. Glory to God for his mighty acts, for everything that he's done. Amen. I'm just beside myself. Hallelujah. Just
thank
overwhelmed, wanting to give God the praise. Amen. I hope you don't mind right now, but I just want to
go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, yes,
yes
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We have
hallelujah.
To give out that praise.
Yes,
Lord,
yes. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
we can't
Lord
hold
Jesus.
It on the inside. We
yes,
can't
Lord.
Keep it down on the
yes,
inside,
Lord
but
Jesus.
We have to open our mouths wide and
wow.
give God the praise, glory, and honor that's due to his name. And surely the Lord, he will fill our mouths. Amen. So
Amen.
The praises can ever flow. Amen. I just thank the Lord for all things. And I'm going to get on out of the way. Praise the Lord. We have a dynamic speaker. Praise be to God, a woman of God, an anointed woman of God who preaches the word according to the will of God. Amen. And she doesn't mind letting God have his way. So at this time, I would like to ask you to turn your hearts and minds toward receiving the word of the Lord, to listen carefully as the word is coming forth, to hear the Lord speaking directly to you. And whatever the Lord says to you on today, please take heed to the word of God. And now at this time, without further ado, the next voice you will hear, I introduce to you our speaker, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, licensed field evangelist of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God in Camden, New Jersey. Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this opportunity, and we pray that you will look upon us, O Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you will send your word. I pray that you look upon me, O Lord. If there's any malady of sin, I ask that you move it, O Lord. Help me to be righteous, O Lord. Help me to project your word in the name of Jesus. Send thine anointing, O Lord, and help someone to receive thy word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. I'm going directly to the word of God. I have a number of scriptures to the Lord say the same, but we're going to start in the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, the 32nd verse. Also, the book of Joel, the 2nd chapter, and beginning with the 1st verse. Also, Joel, the 1st chapter, the 13th through the 14th and the 15th verse. Praise the Lord. And I heard the preacher just say that God is a terrible God. And yes, he is. He's to be feared.
Yes.
Our God is to be feared.
Amen.
My thought today is the day of the Lord at hand.
Okay.
And my subject is God's terrible judgment. God's terrible judgment.
My Lord.
And begin reading with Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, the 32nd verse. It says, "Now therefore our God, the great, the mighty, terrible God, keep his covenant and mercy. Let not all the troubles seem little before thee, that have come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day." And I believe this was the Levites as they stood before Nehemiah. They began to confess all day long, and they had to acknowledge that because of this, God is great, he's the mighty, and he is the terrible God. Now, somebody say, "Well, I thought God was a loving God." Yes, he is a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God, but he is also a terrible God. And let us go over to Joel, the 1st chapter, verse 13. It says, "Gird yourself, lament, ye priests, how ye ministers of the altar, come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God, for the great, for the meat and the drink offering is withholden house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders, all the inhabitants of the land, into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Alas, day of the Lord is at hand, as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Going down to the second chapter and begin reading with the first verse. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh.
My God.
Nigh at hand. Hallelujah.
Thank
Blow
God.
Ye the trumpet in Zion. Now the Lord was calling and saying, gird yourselves and lament, ye priests, howl, ye ministers of the altar.
Yes.
Lie all night in sackcloth. The Lord was telling the priests, he was telling the ministers of the altars and the ministers of God. He told them to lie all night in sackcloth. He said, for the meat offering and the drink offering is holding from the house of your God. God don't want you eating meat in the house of God right now. But right now he wants you to go down in sackcloth and ashes. He wants the ministers to go. He wanted the priests to go. Hallelujah. He wants the leaders to go in prayer, to sanctify a fast, to call a solemn assembly. A highly serious, a great situation is going on here now. I want you to come together. Hallelujah. He asked for the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to come into the house of the Lord and to cry. He wanted them to cry unto the Lord. Make your voice known. Make your voice heard before the Lord our God, because the day of the Lord is at hand. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And God is going to send his terrible judgment upon the face of the earth. People are going to and fro right now as though nothing is going on, as though nothing is going to happen. But God, he's not slack concerning his promise, but he is faithful, and he will do just what he said he will do. People are going on. I'm concerned about their soul, not worrying about seeking the Lord, not worrying about calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you call on it, they act like you're outdated. But God is calling a solemn assembly. Hallelujah. This thing is serious. This thing is earnest. Hallelujah. We got to be serious about what we're doing, because God, he's a terrible God, and he's going to send judgment upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in the 15th verse, and for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. God is going to destroy the face of the earth. He's going to destroy this world and everything that is within. The earth is going to melt with a fervent heat. Hallelujah. It's going to burn up. Hallelujah. Because God promised in his word it won't be water this time.
Yeah.
This time it's going to be fire, fire, fire down from heaven. Hallelujah. God is going to destroy this world and everything that is within, and only the righteous will be saved. Only those who have suffered, those who have held on to the word of God, they will be able to make it to that city. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Going to the second chapter, says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There have not been ever the light, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Thank you, Jesus. It's not going to be anything like it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. Jesus. I heard Job when he said, wilt thou trust him because his strength is great? Or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? God's strength is great. Thank you, Jesus. The
thank
psalm
you.
Is said in the 66th number of Psalms, and the third verse says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. God is so powerful that he will cause the enemy to submit themselves unto him. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. He's a powerful God. Oh, my God. He's a worthy God. He's an able God. God will do just what he said he would do. I heard the prophet Jeremiah when he said in the 25th chapter and the 30th verse, he said, therefore, prophesy thou against them all these words and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall roar from on high at his habitation, holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon this habitation, his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. The Lord is going to roar from heaven. Every eye is going to see him. Every ear is going to hear him in that day. You might not want to hear him now, but you're going to hear him in that day.
Amen.
Jesus, he's going to make us shout, shout with the voice of the archangel. Hallelujah. The book of Amos said, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Woe,
sorry unto you. You desire the day of the Lord, but to what end is it for you? Because if you're not living right, hallelujah, why are you wishing for the day of the Lord? Because when he comes, and if you're not living right, hallelujah, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be frightful. The people are going to be afraid. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Man, did flee from a lion. Thank you, Jesus. Amos said in the 19th verse, as if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Hallelujah. He's going to be running as if they're running from a lion. They're going to run in the house and lean against the wall and a snake bite them. Hallelujah. There won't be no escape.
No
way. Jesus has made a way.
Oh, yes.
He went and gave his life that you might have right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. He suffered. He bled. He died. He gave his life for you and me.
Thank you, Lord.
This whole wide world. He died. He died. He hung there. Hallelujah. Nails in his hands. Oh, my God, my God. Nails in his feet. A crown of thorns on his head. Hallelujah. They pierced him in the side. Hallelujah.
Yes,
came blood and water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, he gave up the ghost. He hung his head to the left of his shoulder. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, Father, it is finished. I've done what you told me to do.
Yes,
hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. My work is finished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. But Jesus, he's coming back. Just as he said he was. He was lifted up. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was lifted up into a cloud. Hallelujah. The disciples stood watching. He said, why stand ye here gazing as the Son of Man went up in a cloud? He's coming back in a cloud to get his people. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. But God, he is a terrible God. Jesus gave his life that we might have right to the tree of life. I thank God. Thank God. Exodus said, a terrible thing I will do. God is going to do a terrible thing. He's going to do it. I'm not going to do it. You're not going to do it. But God, I said, God, he's going to do it. A terrible thing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I heard 2 Chronicles 20:3 and the 4th verse says, and Jehoshaphat, he feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Hallelujah. He gathered the people together, and they began to seek the Lord. They began to pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And they began to ask God to help. He asked God to help them. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He proclaimed the fast. They began to not eat anything, but they went on a fast, and they sought the Lord. And ask the Lord to help them. It's nothing wrong with asking God to help us. Hallelujah. Because he is our aid. He is our help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to thy name. Thank you, Jesus. I heard the prophet Isaiah. He began to speak. He said, How? Oh, my God, my God. That means to cry. Cry loudly. You ever heard a dog when he starts howling? Something is wrong. Hallelujah. And he starts howling with a long, screeching sound. But God, God was saying in his word, how ye
my God.
Cry loudly. For the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. God is Almighty, and will come with destruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God is a terrible God. Thank you, Jesus. The day of the Lord is at hand. Thank you, Jesus. I heard Malachi when he said, who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soul. Who shall be able to stand? Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus comes, will we be able to stand? And the righteous scarcely be saved. What shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ? My Lord, my Lord. How will we be able to stand? Glory to God. If we have not obeyed the word of God, if we have not done what the Lord told us to do, thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy began to speak the 10th chapter, the 21st verse, had done for the terrible thing. Hallelujah. Judges said, like an angel of God, very terrible. Like an angel. God is terrible. My Lord, thank you, Jesus. I wouldn't want to face him. But Lord, help us. Help us to be ready. Help us, Jesus. My God, we want to be saved, Lord. We want to be ready when you call our name. Oh, my God, when you call us into judgment, help us to be ready, Lord. Jesus, thy name is great, and thy name is terrible. the psalmist said, the mighty God, terrible acts. God's got some terrible acts. Don't fool yourself. God is loving. Yes, but he got some terrible acts for all those who are wicked and don't want to be saved. All those who feel like I'm going to heaven anyway. You won't make it like that because God is great and he's a terrible God. He's mighty in all his acts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's terrible, the enemy that come up against us. Thank you, Jesus. The day of the Lord is very terrible. Very terrible.
Very terrible.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not there, therefore after them. Don't go after them.
Don't.
Christ, I am Christ. People are saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not there. Don't go after them. Because the devil is a liar. When Christ comes, you ain't going to have to say, he's near. Everybody's going to see him. Every eye shall see him.
Amen.
Those who pierced him in the eye, those who pierced him in the side, those who put the crown of thorns on his head, those who put the nails in his hands, those who wouldn't give him any water when he said, I thirst, those who may not have an eye, they all going to see him in that day. You don't have to say, here he is, because every eye is going to see him. Every man, every woman, every boy and every girl is going to see him, and every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. You're
going
to see him in that day. I tell you, God, he's terrible. He is a terrible God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. In the book of Joel. Oh, I may not get through all of this message today. But I tell you, God means just what he said.
Yes,
Joel 2 and 7 said, they shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. They're going to be marching. Hallelujah. They're going to be climbing the wall. Neither shall one thrust another. They're not going to run into one another. But they shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. Hallelujah. The moon is going to drip away in blood. The stars are going to fall from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong. That execute of his work. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can abide it? Who shall be able to stand against the day of the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Will you be able to stand? The Bible said, let a man examine himself. Search the scriptures, for in them he thinks he has eternal life. And he is going to say, that testify of me. We got to search the scripture, because some of us, we got things twisted. It's not the way God said it. Hallelujah. And it's not the way God meant it. Thank you, Jesus. But this word right here from the Holy King James Version of the Bible, this word is true.
Yeah.
It's God's word. God spoke to the prophets. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he spoke through them. And his word is true. God is a terrible God. The day of judgment is at hand. Day of the Lord. That's surely going to be the Lord's day, because he's going to perform everything that he said he's going to perform.
Yes.
And I just want to be ready. I want to be saved in that terrible day. That's why I'm praying, fasting, and seeking the Lord. I want to be saved in the end. I don't want my labor to be for naught, but I want to be saved in that great day. Oh, my God, I don't want to face a terrible God. I don't want to face an angry God, but I want to be ready to meet the Lord in the air when he returns, because he is coming back. He's coming back for the second time. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
but he's
you.
Not coming on the face of the earth. He's coming in the cloud.
In the
and
cloud.
Every eye is going to see him. Every eye is going to see the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As the lightning shineth out of the east into the west, so shall the Son of Man, when he come back, you're going to be able to see him.
Yes.
Wherever you are, you're in the ground, you're still going to see him, because you're going to get up in that second resurrection that had no power. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Mercy.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
To get up in the second resurrection that had no power.
No
you
power.
Won't be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. You'll be left behind. Glory to God. Thank God. I thank God for his word.
Hallelujah.
The day of the Lord is at hand. God, terrible judgment. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Service into the hands of Pastor Hameen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for that very powerful message coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. I could say of a truth, she preached under the anointing of God.
Yes.
And I'm saying of truth, that word hit my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And I just want to invite those of you who are listening right now, if you heard God speaking to you today, if I were you, I would get in a hurry and take heed to the word of God. The day of the Lord is at hand. God's terrible judgment. Will you be ready? And will you be able to stand? And at this time, I invite you to turn your hearts and your minds toward prayer. Right now, whatever is standing between you and God, I'm urging you to get it out of the way. If you can't move it out of the way, ask God to take that away. And repent, hallelujah, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. We're going to God in prayer. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your precious word on this afternoon. We thank you, Lord,
for the messenger through whom you sent your word to us. Lord, we open our hearts right, and we ask that you will forgive us for all of our sins, Lord Jesus, and wash us, cleanse us, purge us, Lord. Make us all over right now, oh God. We want to be able to stand in that great and notable day, the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask right now that you will visit every listener where they are, and that you will prick the heart of those, Lord Jesus, who are desiring to be saved. We ask you, Lord, to work a work and perform a miracle. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move by your power. Have mercy. We need mercy. For Lord God, we don't know what's in our heart, because above all things, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who can know it, Lord Jesus? But you know our heart. And we're asking right now, Lord Jesus, that you will have compassion on us, that you will be merciful and prepare us against that day, and we may be able to stand. In the name of Jesus, save to the utmost, Lord Jesus. Save dying souls everywhere. Send deliverance, Lord, and send your power. Continue to send your word, Lord, and minister to each of us the things that we stand in need of. And Lord, whoever heard your word on today, I pray, God, that you will ever continue to bless them. Continue to manifest yourself to them.
Yes,
Lord, yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, crying out, wanting to be saved.
Yes,
Lord God, you sent your son Jesus,
oh God,
on the cross for us.
Yes,
to take away our sins.
Yes,
Lord God, take their sins away and fill them with your spirit, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Take out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. Oh God, take them your own. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we believe you, and we're looking to you. We're taking you at your word, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being patient with us, for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for this radio broadcast and for all the listeners, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. And, Lord, for the things that we've asked in this prayer, we believe that we have them, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you.
Glory
to
God.
Thank you, for us.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Your holy name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Magnify
your name, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We lift
thank
you
Jesus.
Up, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bless
Jesus.
Your Savior.
Thank
we
you,
owe
Jesus.
You everything.
Yes,
praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We ask that you'll accept our prayer. And let the words that we speak, let the meditations of our hearts, even the thoughts in our minds, be acceptable in your sight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank God once again for that powerful message. Amen. The word of God truly is rich toward us today. Amen. I urge you to take heed to the word of God. And now at this time, we're going to have some remarks and announcements by Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Amen. Thank God for that word. That powerful, powerful judgment message. The day of the Lord is at hand. God's terrible judgment. Thank God for that. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Truly, I want to be ready when the Lord comes. Or when he calls my name, I want to be ready. God, I tell you, that touched me as well. Thank God for that prayer event. It's maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in. And if anybody would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached, on our show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. You can also email us at prayerworksministry Prayer@gmail.com to tune in every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. Let us remember to continue to pray for the bereaved Edmond family. We want to continue to pray for Shakia Edmond and Aisha Edmond. Recently added to is the bereaved Marshall family and the bereaved Calloway and Pops family. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to get you through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca McDonald and Missionary Myrtle Huff hosts a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. This can't be live streamed right now, but the radio studio did assure me that they were working on it. When I called, the woman said that Pastor Huff was a powerful preacher, and she was so excited to make live streaming happening. Minister Emmanuel Hogs and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 p.m., I think on some Fridays. The phone number is 339-209-6891. You can even call in and listen to previously recorded sessions. I also put all this information in the comment section of our website on blogtalkradio.com. And I know there are some ministries that I missed, and if you would like me to list them next time, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of our broadcast. And Vanessa, I mean, do you have the address that people can send things to if they so desire?
Yes, I do have that. It's P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God. Are those all the announcements?
Yes, that I have right now.
Okay, so we just thank God for this radio broadcast. We thank God for each and every one of you. Again, we welcome you, and we thank God for you tuning in. We look forward to you tuning in for our next show on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you continually, and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. And again, we thank God for the beautiful message coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We ask for your continued prayers, and we love you and are praying for you. God bless you.
God bless.